بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النهي عن التغوط في طريق الناس وظلهم ومواريد الماء ونحوها. There is a chapter in which it is forbidden that a person must relieve himself, that is to number two, in the on the road of the people where people walk, that is like footpaths, etc. Also in the shade of people, where people sit to take shade under trees, etc. And where water flows, and all things like that. In other words, which causes inconvenience to other people. Normally, in our days, a person won't do that. But sometimes when we stop on the road, we need an urgent need to relieve ourselves, then we must choose such a place that it won't cause any inconvenience to any other person. Or there are still many people in the world today who walk long, long distances. And on the way, they need to relieve themselves. And where they are, they're walking through like farms, forests, etc. But there's usually a footpath. They shouldn't relieve themselves on that footpath or near it, which will cause inconvenience to people. So Islam has taught us also to look after the environment. We are not to destroy and harm the environment also. And these are the teachings of our Quran Sharif and of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we must keep this also in mind when we go for a picnic, for example. There isn't a public toilet there, and we need to relieve ourselves. We should not do it in any way that it inconveniences any other person. And in the same way, in our times, when we use public toilets like the masjid toilets, if we are traveling by plane, the plane toilets, we should never leave them in a bad condition. Especially as Muslims, then people have got an eye upon us. And if we make a wudu there, we should make sure that we dry the place up again and leave it clean and tidy, so that nobody gets a chance to point a finger at us. قال الله تعالى, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَا اكْتَسَبُوا. Those who harm the believing man and woman for no sin on their part. They just going to harm somebody like this, using even this masjid toilets, to use them in such a way, leave them dirty. And the next person goes, he gets harmed. He feels offended. And even at home, we should not just think that we can use the toilet anyhow and there is somebody to clean it. We should leave it in such a way that how we would like to find it. And moreover, in public places. فَقَدْ اِحْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. Those people who do that, who cause this inconvenience to believing people, and without them having done you any wrong, Allah Ta'ala says that they bear the burden of slander, and they commit a manifest and open sin. وَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اِتَّقُ اللَّاعِنَيْن. Beware of two people whose actions provoke curses. That is, two people who do something and then people curse them for those actions of theirs. And to get the curse of somebody, this is a serious thing. And and especially when that person hasn't done anything wrong, and we wronged ourselves by doing something wrong, and he has to curse us, this is very harmful for us. وَمَنْ لَاعِنَانِ. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, who are those people that we provoke, we make them curse us? قال الَّذِي يَتَخَلَّى فِي طَرِيقِ النَّاسِ أَوْ فِي ظِلِّهِمْ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who relieves himself, who does number two in the road of people, where people pass, or he does it where in the shade of the people, where people sit, they take rest, they take shade, those people. This hadith teaches us that a Muslim should not harm or inconvenience others by relieving himself in communal places. Anywhere where we cause inconvenience to anyone, we should be very careful where we do it. We should not harm anyone. And those people then, when they see this and the smell that comes afterwards, and then they curse the person. They don't know who it is, but the person who did this, and they curse that person, and we took their curses. باب النحي عن البول ونحوه في الماء الراكد. The next chapter is that a person is forbidden on urinating in standing water, water that is not flowing, standing water like swimming pools, etc. That also we shouldn't. And if it is small, if it's a small swimming pool or a small puddle of water anywhere, then that becomes napak also. If it's a big pool that is more than 10 by 10, then that pool, though it will not become napak, but then we should still not do that. A friend of ours in Wombats, Bella Bella, many years ago, so he said, they tested the public pool there for urine, and it had 60% of urine in it. And very sadly, how many of us go there and we enjoy swimming there. It's kept, the water is kept sparkling nice, just what chemicals, etc. But it had 60% of urine. So all these type of places, especially public places, definitely still the ordinary Muslim also is more cautious about these things. Other people, and usually when you come in contact with mortar, then your urine also desires to come out. So when a person is there in the water, he doesn't go out of the water to go and relieve himself. He relieves himself there. And this is very, this is not permitted in Islam at all. And also, what our urine is also napak. It's not a park at all. But the people who are the eaters of swine and the drinkers of wine, and they urine in that places, and then we go and we swim in there, etc. This is very, very unbecoming of a Muslim. In the same place, one person told that a 60-year-old Muslim lady came to his shop. He's got an outfitting shop, and she asked for a bikini, a dadima, nanima. She said, they don't allow you to go in the public pool with all these clothes, the burqa, etc. So our priorities we must get in order. So old, but we are going to the public pool, and with all this dirt and filth in it, a Muslim must be conscious of all, and usually we'll come out of that pool and we'll make namaz also in there. That our wuzu is made also, or we made wuzu there and we make our namaz. Whereas there is so much dirt and filth in there. عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى أن يبال في الماء الراكد. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited urinating in stagnant water. Stagnant water here refers to a small quantity of water such as a pond. It is prohibited to urinate or defecate in such waters because it will render the water impure. One should also not urinate close to such water because the impurity may reach the water and contaminate it. Scholars state that one should not even urinate in flowing water, because if many people do so, it will also become impure after a time. And also near the water places, a dam, a lake, etc., there are many places, especially in the rural areas, and people are living around there, and they go and defecate, do their number two, near the water or in the water. For a Muslim, this is not right at all. We are not permitted to do this. We should do it in such a place that we don't cause any inconvenience to any person, human being, animal, or even the environment. From here also we should learn that we should not just throw papers from our car when we are traveling. That also collect it in a bag and then put it in the right place in a dustbin. Unfortunately, this is also very common that we see people just throw cold cans out of the window, throw crisp papers, etc., all these things, they just throw it out to spoil the environment and to dirty the places. This is not proper. And then we know how much again it costs to clean the places. We all complain that places are dirty, but we don't realize we ourselves dirty the places. So wherever it is, whenever there is a little function, even here in our masjid here, and they give out some chocolates or some ice creams or something, we'll see so much of the wrappers lying outside. We just throw it away, whereas there are dustbins there, and we should drop it in the dustbin. A Muslim should not spoil the environment or dirty it in any way. wherever we are, that is part of our deen, our iman and our Islam. May Allah all grant, guide us all to righteousness.